Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Question I have today is about something that took place in the city. Today, the streetcar expansion made it all the way to UMKC. Obviously, 2026 is a projected timeline to get it the rest of the way to the river area. Yeah. Where they're hoping to have that in place before the World Cup, and it should be in place before the World Cup to help people get to and from places as it relates to that. So the question I have for you today, though, is if you could add two stops to the streetcar and take it anywhere in the city, Kansas or Missouri side, don't care. Where would you like the streetcar to go next? Let's just say the world is open and you can dream any imaginable area in which you want to do it. What are the two places you're taking the streetcar to?
Yeah, I mean, the easy answer, since I don't have to worry about the financial implications, which would be massive for this, and that's why it'll never happen. It's obvious, obviously, to the airport, but financially, that'll never happen.
So the airport's one?
Yeah.
Where's two?
No, there's not enough
house?
Stop. Sure.
You just want it, like,
south
straight to your apartment?
South Overland Park. Sure.
So you want to be able to get on it outside your house and take that. But you can, you know, like, occasionally we don't have to pay for parking when we go up to the airport.
Yeah,
so
I'm going a week from Wednesday. I'll be doing that. But it'd be nice if I could just take a streetcar up there or a
if
light
red. If you could park for free or the streetcar, you take the streetcar?
Yes.
Okay.
But again, I recognize for those freaking out that are driving, it ain't happening because... the financial cost to extend the streetcar to the airport doesn't make any sense.
I would say, so because I miss living in that area, just, but you know, because, you know, houses, I would take one easy route. I'd add a stop to Waldo. Just get me from Brookside the rest of the way. Just take that thing the rest of the way up on the trolley track trail where it used to be anyway, and get my ass to the part of town I used to live in and like going to, because it's already coming to the riverfront, which means I'm only like an 8-minute drive for a streetcar the rest of the way down to Waldo? Perfect! For me, I can still have let's say, like, my wife and I used to go eat at, like, a restaurant there called Bella Napoli. But you tell them, but, you know, I want to drink some wine or have a cocktail. I don't want to drive. I don't want to take a $78 Uber to get there. If you're telling me I can get on the streetcar in a few minutes, take it the rest of the way to Waldo, I'm in.
Yeah, it's airport or...
airport's pretty high.
Wherever
list.
You think the stadiums are. How about that? So, like, right now it's the complex... but if you think one team is ending up in Overland Park and one is going to, you know, staying
stadiums, then that's the dream scenario. Yeah. Oh, God, please.
Again, we're ignoring the financial implications. What about you, Drew?
No, this is a hypothetical. Yeah. This isn't a realistic conversation.
Yeah. I mean, the stadium is the obvious one, I think, for me, just because of the parking costs. So, like, you tell me I get to skip parking and just you drop me off a half a mile from the stadium and I walk there, sign me up. I think the airport is also another really good one, but I'm going
to
say just
none of us travel enough for like the airport to be one that I'm like, I'm not cashing in the airport. I'll just get there.
Yeah. I'm going to say downtown. Just give me, because from Legends, from where I live, don't know how far the streetcar extends, but I mean, if it came out to Legends, then you can get me downtown or to Power and Light.
Everybody's just choosing their own places.
Yeah, someone said, curious, why do you say it doesn't make financial sense? I mean, I don't have the exact dollar amount in front of you, but I believe
that's
at one point they said it was going to be like $400 million or something like to expand it to the airport, another $400 million. And I think I'm way off on that too. Like I think the financial cost, which has gone up every single year, or will go up every single year. Right now, they just expanded it with $351 million. That's for the current one. The actual cost to go to the
airport would probably be more than that, I would guess.
Way more. By the way, the $351 million was just for 3.5 miles.
Mm-hmm. It's expensive.
So,
you know, by the way,
how many
some
miles
other countries are better at building mass transit for less money.
Well, that's
money.
A whole different conversation.
We're not the best at building mass transit for affordability, even though it should be cheaper.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the one thing. You know, say what you will about bigger cities, and everybody has their own gripes, but it is awesome that I can land, pick any city, you know, most major cities, you know, Chicago or anywhere else.
Yeah, get the L.
Yeah.
I like being able to occasionally take public transit. Doesn't mean you have to do it all the time, but the fact it'll be gold. I can get from Riverfront to where I teach at UMKC as of next year, right? That's pretty good. That gets me pretty
will
fun. That means I can get
though?
South Plaza.
Will you use it?
To go to UMKC, I'm usually coming from here.
Fair enough.
So probably not. But will I take it from Riverfront if we're going down to the plaza for food or if we're doing... Yeah, I might. There's no reason why... If it makes sense for what I'm doing, I am interested. I used to take... And I don't know if this really matters. When I was working here early, I used to ride my bike and take the bus pretty much everywhere I went for about a 4-year time period when I was attending UMKC. I rode my bike to the Tivoli and I rode it to Webster House at times. And I took both the bus system, the MAX, which went from Waldo all the way down to Webster House. And I used to take or ride my bike down the trolley track tail to the plaza when I worked at Seasons or back and forth. So I've used public transit in the city a decent amount.
Yeah.
If you're telling me it's easier and better, hell yeah. Because the bus system in the city stinks.
It does. And obviously our public transportation system in general has a long, long, long ways to go. But they're trying to make some improvements before the World Cup. And the streetcar Main Street extension is part of that.
I think the mayor will be on the afternoon show.
I believe
today,
Mayor Lucas will be on with Carrington. I'm sure they will ask him about the stadium stuff as well. So you want to listen, I don't know what hour, I'll be honest, but from 2 to 6.
Text lines may be trying to get in my class from the 816. Cody, what do you teach? Other than the lessons I teach on this show?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Every Thursday? How did lessons. So at UMKC, I teach radio and television performance and a podcasting course. What was yesterday's lesson on from Jay Binkley?
Well, Jay filled in for you. We said, hey, you're substituting for Professor Tapp. And we said, non-sports lesson, please.
Okay.
And his was him complaining about Halloween and saying that adults are ruining it and that adults shouldn't dress up and have fun around Halloween.
Why are we ruining it?
Because
it's a kid's holiday.
That's what he said, which I said, you're out of your mind. I go, just have some fun. Live a little, you know?
So he thought no. Did he have some evidence to back up the ruining of it, or just mostly
he doesn't
just,
like seeing everybody post
you on your
he didn't like people posting on Instagram their photos and all this.
He was saying also the whole like couples dressing up together is something that he doesn't care for at all.
Oh, he's anti the couple.
And then it got into a whole conversation. Bink obviously is not married. He's been and he's openly discussed his divorce or whatever and stuff on the air. And some people, it turned into like, Bink just hates happiness and marriage.
It wasn't even the Halloween thing, wasn't it? Where he was talking about, it was the Joe Flacco thing. Bink would be in heaven just the same as Joe Flacco would be sitting alone in a bar because, as he said, I believe, quote, the wife's not nagging you, is what Bink said.
So that isn't my take on it, but I will say the older and older I get, the more I enjoy an activity in which
you're alone.
No other people are involved. Yes. Mm-hmm. As in, I don't mind sitting at a bar top at a restaurant by myself. I don't mind going to a movie by myself.
Yeah.
I don't mind any of those things. I like, and maybe it's because my kids are just loud and my house is loud and everything that exists. Like I went on that field trip yesterday. It is an assault on the senses. I don't even blame the guy for being.
I was riding on the school bus.
I didn't ride. You didn't have to do that. They don't let you do that anymore. You got to just meet them there. You go check into the school.
That's smart.
Really?
That's
get
smart.
A sticker. Oh, hell no. It's a safety thing. They don't let me get on the bus. I just got to drive out there and meet them there, which is what we did. And that's fine.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Cody. There are certain things that I enjoy doing by myself, more like golfing. I don't mind golfing with other people. I actually prefer to golf by myself.
You enjoy it better just walking the course on your own?
It's like that silent time,
I don't think. I
play,
think I would
play
quit.
Some music,
If I had to golf by myself, I'd get to like hole 13. And if it was going bad, I'd be like, well,
enjoy nature.
Yeah, golfing by yourself. Put these clubs in the bag and call it a day.
Enjoy nature.
I guess it's for some people, they view it as no different. I would feel like golfing by myself would be very boring.
Well, I don't know. Like sports activities, I don't want to do. But like, I wouldn't go to a bowling alley and just like
bowl by myself. Correct. I agree. I wouldn't do that either.
So like, I think you gotta be good at the sport in order for that to be that.
Text line says Bink told all the adults yesterday, this is true, that Halloween's for kids, and then he proceeded to call them all little bastards. That's what Bink said on the show yesterday.
Yes, I should have saved it. I didn't save the
Bink did say
I didn't
that.
Save a drop. He called them that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. That's a.
You knew he was going to have a controversial lesson.
Yeah, but I don't feel like I should have given him more instructions. This doesn't feel like he taught you anything at all. He just lectured the class.
He definitely was a lecture. Yeah.
I wonder if we had an actual lesson planned, if we would have been better off learning something if we just told Bink to just teach us about Mac football, you know, or the Sun Belt.
I told him it could not be sports. That's the whole point. It's not supposed to be sports.
You didn't want to learn about that.
Well, that's where his Bink.
He could have taught you to change your oil or something. We
got to go out in the parking lot.
Does Bink come
He could describe it. There could be visual aids. Binkley definitely used to change his own oil. I don't know if he does now, but I guarantee you there was a time.
Probably.
Well, let me text him right now. I'm sure he'll. Oil.
He's probably honestly, listening right now.
Any yeah, more would change your own oil. The cost isn't worth it. It's like, it's not that much more for me to pay somebody else to do it. And I don't want to get rid of the oil. So I guarantee you could have taught you to change a tire. He could have taught you some stuff, you know, maybe change an electrical outlet. He could have just done some handyman stuff. But instead,
Bink comes across as a handyman.
Yeah, I guarantee you, Bink used to fix some stuff around his house. Don't you think?
Yeah, probably so.
Honestly, it'd be kind of weird if he didn't. If it turns out he was just like, Bink's been hiring TaskRabbit this whole time. This doesn't sound
good. I mean, that comes in handy.
No, but I'm saying that doesn't seem like Bink.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying people can't use that service. I'm saying that doesn't seem like something Jay Binkley would do. That's or would have done.
Bink said
it's
been years, but yes, he did used to change his own oil.
There you go.
Shout out to Bink.
So he could have taught you that.
Yeah, correct.
Instead, he took it as an opportunity to bury you all. You know what? In fairness, there are teachers like that. So, you know, it's a real mixed bag, teachers. We're going to have a teacher in the next, 10 minutes.
Coming up during fan club Friday.
He did substitute teach before, Cody. He actually did. Yeah. When he was 21, I think.
He gave us an example that said many, many years ago, he substitute taught and some poor kid came up and hair was soaking wet. And it turns out he got like a swirly and Bink's like, I was about to laugh. And imagine Bink handling that situation.
Oh, yeah.
The worst substitute for that moment.
He said, I had to put my smirk away and act like I was all mad.
Might have been holding his feet.
Oh, jeez. As the substitute teacher?
Kid was in a Halloween costume and Binkley was like, let's get this kid.
He was encouraging the behavior.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.